Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me in this weekly podcast. This is the Monday show where we focus on a healing topic related to astrology and the current energies. And hopefully it helps you make some connections in your own world, in your own life, and to make the most of the energies that are working with us right now. Thank you for joining me, and I appreciate all of you who are new to the show. I have been doing this program since 2012, and I leave all these shows live so that you have a free library of information and spiritual topics to go back and listen to if you want to, if you're curious to learn more. My website is ConsciousCoolChic.com. This is where you can find more about spiritual teachings, consciousness, and the books that I have published and put out into the world. And if you are a healer, an author, an expert, you're a spiritual teacher or guide, I offer you more information for growing your business at MollyMcCord.online. There are videos and resources there for anyone who is awake and conscious and wants to work with their business in a really impactful manner. So in this show today, we're going to talk about what's going on now that we're in September. Yay, September. I don't know about you, but I was ready for September to start. I was ready for August to be over. What a month we had. What a summer it's been. And it's really moving forward. And there's a part of you that probably feels new on some way, even if you can't quite define it, a part of you that is coming forth that you are just meeting for the first time. And we're going to talk about that in today's show and how to get stronger in these new parts of yourself. Now, coming up in September, we do have some important energies. We have Saturn stationing direct at 2 degrees Capricorn on September 6th. So that is going to be a welcome shift forward. That's when we're going to really be ready to look at what we've been reviewing, reprioritizing, and reconsidering about ourselves, our daily lives, our self-mastery, and what you've learned since April 17th when Saturn went retrograde at 9 degrees of Capricorn. So that will be on September 6th that Saturn will station direct. Then later this month, we're going to have Pluto station direct on September 30th, the end of this month, at 18 degrees of Capricorn. And Pluto has been retrograde since April as well, April 22nd. So you can see how there's some bookends here of April was the month where two planets in Capricorn slowed down and went retrograde so that you could be reviewing where you are directing your energy, what your long-term goals are, your professional goals, what you need in your job, in your career, in your work life, but more importantly, what you need to feel recognized, how you recognize yourself, how you recognize your own mastery, how you recognize what you are here to contribute. And so as these two planets then station direct this month in September, we get a new sense of this is where I'm going. So it's really important right now to understand that whatever has been coming up for your review, to sit with, you know, that the time has been necessary, that we need the time to slow down and get clear. And our lives can be so busy that the Capricorn energy is about really clearing out the clutter, clearing out the excess, and to say, okay, come back to the essentials of your time on this planet. What is meaningful for you while you are here? What is really true for you? The true calling, the true mission work, the true sense of this is what I'm here to contribute in a responsible, diligent manner. So this is the month. September is the month when more of those energies get into gear, if you will, and they start to line up. So what we've been working on is how to be stronger in these new parts of self. And I believe it was last Monday that I did the show about looking at self-sabotage and to ensure that you are not sabotaging yourself in your own newness, in your own freshness, in these the new awarenesses that have come to mind where you've understood this is what's important to me or this is who I am, this is what I need, this is what is in alignment with me. It's probably the areas of life where you have done a lot of work. It could have been challenging and discouraging at times, even defeating and depressing. And what we're doing now is understanding that there are gifts along the way. There are always gifts in everything, and it's often in hindsight that we see it. But it's, you know, remembering that we live in this beautiful, abundant universe that has more than we could ever need. We have more than we could ever need. And when you are able to just be in that level of connection to everything around you, it will help reduce any anxiety, any fears, any pain, hurt, anger, sadness, discouragement, all those things that come up on our journey. If you can just sit in that place of there's more than enough around me, and there's more than enough within me. Even looking at the physicality of ourselves, I mean, millions of cells make up our body, right? So many layers of our energy in our physical cells, and it's just amazing that our bodies are a place of abundance. Our bodies are a well of information. And then you take that energy up to the thoughts that we have. You know, how many abundant thoughts can you create in a day? How many times do we breathe in an hour? I mean, you think about all the ways that we're supported. And so you think about how, well, I'm supported in my physical self. And, you know, there's things we have to perhaps improve and, yeah, eat some more broccoli and maybe not as many donut holes. Okay, fine. But there's things that we improve along the way. And as you are in that flow of the sense that you have more than you need, that you are supported, it will start to affect how you think about yourself and your ability to really live your dream and to really create exactly what you want in life, in every area of your life. And I believe this is something that we're all here to do. We're all here to really understand our own power, our own choices, what is best for us, what raises our energy, and what connects us to the abundance of the universe. Because, wow, I mean, there's just so much of it everywhere, including an abundance of tweets on Twitter or an abundance of videos on YouTube. I mean, abundance. When you start to look for abundance, you will see it everywhere. You'll just see there's so much of this and so much of that. So let that support you energetically to say, okay, there's more than enough here, and that means there's more than enough ways that I'm supported at this time in my life, this chapter, this phase, this passage, whatever it might be for you. And are you allowing yourself to relax into that? Because when we really start to connect with that energy, the abundance, the gratefulness, and the presence, it changes something in our brain. And you can even feel it. It's like it produces more of what we need to feel connected, to feel understood, to feel valued, to feel loved. But it is self-initiation. It's something that you initiate for yourself, and then you accept it for yourself as your own truth. Now, the law of abundance is actually one of the universal spiritual laws. You start to understand that you come from abundance, and it's actually our own minds and our egos that will take us away from that, not intentionally, unintentionally, but it's then returning our minds to that place of understanding the possibilities that we can't see, how we live in this universe that's so much more creative than we are, that's really an amazing problem solver, solution finder, and that's really what's important right now, is that we continue to show up for our lives, you know, to show up and do what we need to do on a daily basis. That's part of the Virgo energy right now, is that we're taking care of the tasks at hand. We're taking care of what matters, what's a priority, organizing, cleaning, looking at improvements, looking at what stays and what goes. And that allows us to then remember that whatever goes will be followed by something even more fitting and true, something that's true for you. Now, it's important to practice this abundance mindset because it's really easy to get away from it. In fact, there are many messages that we have been conditioned to believe that abundance is about money. And that's just simply one flow of abundance. Because again, there's abundance in all things, in everything, there's abundance. And so we can look for it to show up in certain ways, but part of the law of abundance is actually to stay open to all the unlimited ways that it can come through. And I believe that's part of what we're ready for. And at a higher level and a deeper level, is to really embrace what that means for you. Now, astrologically, Jupiter in Scorpio has been showing us the fears. And you can have an abundance of fears. I mean, you can have some really deep fears that come up when any sign is in Scorpio. But that's the purpose of Scorpio, is to unearth those darker places, what's in your psyche that you didn't know. And when Jupiter's there, it can feel like, oh my goodness, it's never ending, or when is this going to turn around? Well, the gift of Jupiter in Scorpio is showing you that you can learn something quickly when you hone in on the exact issue or the exact cause that you didn't see before. You can learn it quickly. You can turn that energy around. It's like you can spin it into gold. You can spin it into something useful and tangible. And Jupiter in Scorpio is also about abundance in financial flows, because Scorpio is a money sign. So there's a sense here that as you really tap into more abundance mindset of who you are, what you're about, the fears you're transforming, the worries, the emotional depths that you've been digging into and changing it around, then it really comes up into something new in a whole nother form that's more powerful. Because Jupiter in Scorpio is empowering us where we previously felt powerless. So it's an exercise. The transformation is that exercise in where you felt powerless into now where you feel powerful. And that can be a new territory. Especially if you're realizing things or understanding things that you just didn't even know were there. You had no clue it was operating in you. You didn't realize that was what was going on. Well, all of that gets changed and replaced as Jupiter goes through Scorpio. And it's working at a higher level because of how Jupiter is sextiling Pluto, which is about your sense of power and mastery in where you're going and what you're building and in your sense of purpose. So we really have important energies right now around new places of personal power that first felt scary or emotionally intense. And now it's coming up to really feel strengthened. Now, you want to look at your life and to see what is happening for you. This is wherever Jupiter is traversing in your chart at 17 degrees of Scorpio and sextiling Pluto at 18 degrees of Capricorn. So those two points in your chart are talking, are connecting. And this energy is going to be in play for at least another week because the sun in Virgo is at 10 degrees today, September 3rd, and it's moving towards a powerful new moon at 17 degrees of Virgo on September 9th. So we're entering this phase here in September of really feeling a strengthening in like a solid, clear way of who you are now and what matters now and what's essential now. And it's very practical, but it's very like clean cut. It means don't overthink it, okay? Don't spend too much time in your head about it because a part of you knows. You already know. And you've been receiving the awareness. You've been receiving the understanding for most of this year, if not longer. And you've been receiving it in a way that's been very particular to you, meaning, you know, spirit, God, creator, source speaks to you in a language that you would understand. And that can be through so many different ways. I mean, numbers, song lyrics, you know, commercials, things you read in a book, something you hear someone saying, like the synchronicities, right, is how spirit speaks to us. And it always will catch your attention, and it'll give you that sense of, oh, my goodness, that's right, that's on track, that's it. So the universe is always speaking to us, but are we always listening? Are we always listening? Are we always aware? Are we always conscious of these messages and what's coming through? Well, this is a really important week to stay aware of that. This week into next week, so these first 2 weeks in September, what is coming through for you to really own? And the image I'm getting around this energy is the image of a lighthouse. And lighthouses have great symbology, and you've probably you know, seen them referenced many times before because they show up in a lot of ways, and it's, you know, it's understanding how powerful a lighthouse is, right? And that it's something that it shines its light. But the reason why I'm getting this visual is because lighthouses are never located where it's easy. They're located where things are hard. They're on the edge of the earth or the edge of the land where there are the storms and the intense energies where things are uncertain and unknown. You know, lighthouses are located where it can be quite scary to walk, right? It's like, but they're there for a reason. They're there for a reason. You know, there's even this beautiful quote by the wonderful human being known as Anne Lamont, and her quote is, "Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there shining." And so lighthouses are all about being on the edge of something and being out where they have a job to do and there might not be a sense of a safety, and yet they are safe. They are grounded. They're solid structures that not only have a very solid foundation, but they rise so high, stories and stories up into the sky so that they can be seen. And lighthouses are able to be strong around all four elements. Obviously, they are strengthened and solid in the earth. They are able to handle the battering waves or the uncertain ocean. They're able to be where the water can be turbulent and calm. They rise up into the sky, into the air, to handle the winds and the gusts and the everything swirling around. And then inside, they're lit by fire, the light. And the lenses of a lighthouse, they have these interesting lenses that are broken up into different fractal rays, so that we think of a lighthouse as maybe just shining straight ahead, but they're a prism, and they're actually designed to disperse the light into different trajectories, to different angles, so that the light can go up higher and it can go out wider. So it has that fire of the oil burning inside that is then fragmented out so that it can be seen, so that it can really shine where it needs to shine, so that it can make sure that there is safety and information for anyone out at sea. So the lighthouse is beautifully symbolic. Okay, I'm just going to trip over that sentence. It's symbolic of so many things. And what I want to offer to you is the sense that right now you are on perhaps the edge of your own energy, and you're moving out into something that could feel uncertain. It could feel a little terrifying. You're essentially moving into new places and energies within yourself. And I'm actually getting the image of the auric field that has lighthouses out in the auric field. And it's that sense of, okay, I'm going to just put this lighthouse right here in my auric field and have it be a guide. Have it be my own guidance that shows me that I'm able to do this, that I am safe and strong and solid, that I'm able to handle any potential storms or uncertainties or giant wind gusts. It's like that sense of you can handle what you're growing into. And it's a lighthouse of, I feel it as safety. And it's interesting because I feel like you could see yourself inside the lighthouse as the keeper. But then I feel it as around you, that is, say, it feels like a lot of lighthouses all around you. It's like if you're a circle of lighthouses, a circle of energies that are on the edge of your energy field and able to take you further than you thought you could go. And it feels like this is a wonderful visual to stick with because of how it's important to stand strong in these new parts of yourself. For example, if you are going through relationship changes and a relationship is ending, or you have uncertainty about something coming up in a partnership, it's okay to be trusting more of what you need right now with the intention that it's of benefit to everyone involved. And I think the reason why I'm supposed to be saying this right now is because our girl Venus has just entered her shadow. She's at 25 degrees of Libra. Okay. So that's why this is coming up. Because as of right now, game on about money, partnerships, relationships, negotiating with people, giving and receiving what you need in relationships is going to be under review for 2 months, as Venus is going to be stationing retrograde at 10 degrees of Scorpio on October 5th. And from then, she's going to travel back to to 25 degrees of Libra, which is where she's at today. She's going to travel back here November 16th. And whatever is happening right now for you, at 25 degrees of Libra, you're going to come back and visit it again the middle of November. And then it will be fully resolved the middle of December. She will clear her shadow December 19th. So, we are officially in the Venus retrograde energy. And it's going to be actually 1, 2, 3.5 months. 3.5 months. And this is why we need to be very aware of who we are now. Because when you change, your relationships change, like how you do relationships, because something in you has shifted and you need people to support you or to see you in this new energy that you're in. And it's understanding how can you not give away too much to maintain the relationship, but ensure that you're being met equally. And that's because of Venus in Libra, and that equality part is important. It's also related to female friendships and female relationships, and it's a bit like the friend. Let's say there's a friend that you always initiate hanging out with. Let's meet up for coffee. Let's go out to dinner. Are you available, you know, Sunday afternoon? And you always initiate. And you feel like, you know, why doesn't she initiate with me? Why isn't she asking if I want to hang out with her? These are the kinds of things that you're like, now, is that really equal? Is that really what I want in a relationship or a friendship? I would like to have someone who initiates with me equally. With Venus retrograde, we reassess these parts of our lives. We reassess the relationships that are important and that do meet us equally in that space. And then we see where things fall short. So you're going to be getting some new insights about the women in your life, because this is Venus. She's the feminine. And it's the feminine within you that is also being recalibrated, where let's say the roles are reversed and you have a friend who always initiates with you and you never initiate with her. And it's understanding, well, why don't I initiate with her? Well, maybe I really don't have time. Maybe I'm not really interested. Maybe it's not really a good energy match for me. Maybe there's something there for you to understand in a different way. Venus is going to go into Scorpio, and that brings up the emotions underneath it all. And that can bring up resentment, struggles, or power games. That can bring up anywhere you feel a lack of justice or equality. And Venus in Scorpio is quite interesting because she's in her detriment there. And that means that she's the furthest away from her comfortable self. So Venus is most comfortable in Taurus and Libra. And when she's in Scorpio, Scorpio opposes Taurus. So that's, she's in her detriment there. And then Venus is also in her detriment in Aries, because Aries opposes her home sign of Libra. So when Venus is in Aries or Scorpio, she's not so nice. And she has a different agenda in relationships. She has different needs. And Venus is about how we receive. So we're going to be doing some deep dive energy here into relationships. And she's going to be going into Scorpio, which is where Jupiter has been covering his journey. So we're going to see more underneath about the Scorpio energies related to finances, female friendships, and essentially your own self-worth. So I'll talk about that more as Venus goes into Scorpio. But right now, when she's moving through Libra, she wants to enjoy the good life. She wants to have good social fun. Like, she wants to have good conversations and be out on the town, and she's happy dating, and she's happy connecting with people and forming, you know, good connections, partnerships, all this kind of stuff. She's good for negotiating. And when she goes retrograde, we're going to say, okay, now is that really right for me? Is that really best for me? And we have all these areas of life that come up for review. And it's interesting when Venus goes retrograde, because we might not feel like we have time for people as much, because the energy is inward. You're looking at what you need to receive and to understand where you felt a lack of support within yourself. So this gets back to the lighthouse energy. And, you know, the other thing about lighthouses is that they're solitary. You know, they can be the only thing for miles around. They stand on their own. And it's understanding that even when you have the visitors and people come in and people go out, that I'm feeling like there has to be your own level of self-respect and your own sense of value. And this is who I am, and this is what I'm about. And really getting clearer and stronger in that energy within you. It's interesting because I feel like the lighthouse also pertains to the Capricorn energy of self-mastery and feeling strong in who you are now, feeling strong in your purpose, also feeling okay with the solitude. We need periods of solitude in our lives. And I feel like that's something we don't have enough of even these days, because we all have our phones. We all can look at any screen anytime. We're surrounded by so much stimuli and information. I mean, one thing that I love these days is that when I have an opportunity to drive in the car by myself, I just love turning off the radio and just the silence and the road, and that's it. And that's one way that I try to find solitude as well, is to just, we need that. And I don't think we have enough of that these days unless we intentionally seek it out. And I feel that that's part of what we're getting. Okay, I'm feeling a clearing, because when you're in solitude is also when spirit can talk to you more, when you can hear more, when you can understand more of what is important for you. But we can busy ourselves so easily these days, and that's probably one of our biggest addictions, is how our minds are addicted to information. That excludes this podcast, by the way. You should always listen to my podcast. you should not look for solitude when my podcast is on. Okay, I kid. But we look for information, right? We look for understanding what's going on. But I think that so much of this journey is that we collect what we need as we go, and then you bring it back to yourself for alignment, for resonance, and for listening. And we need to have that time to listen, to be alone, to clear the space, clear the air, clear the mind, and just, okay, let me integrate everything that's going on. That's also really important right now, too. I'm feeling like the stronger you are in yourself over the next 4 to 5 months, it actually feels like some things are going to be easier for you as we approach 2020. Because that's going to be a whole new decade of all these really amazing, huge energies. And it's important to understand we're getting in shape right now to be able to handle. Oh, okay. Because part of your own sense of being a lighthouse is how it's going to really support more of the masses in the next decade. I know that thousands of you listen to this podcast, and I'm so grateful that you connect with this information and that you make time for it. And I think that what's important to know is, like, how I see this is that the thousands who listen to shows like this, obviously not just mine, but other people sharing these kinds of messages, the thousands who listen are going to be the thousands who lead the millions of people next decade. And that's partly why so much of what we're doing now is strengthening you, being in alignment with yourself, being in alignment with your true passion, your true mission, everything, and feeling stronger in it, especially over the next year and a half, so that you can really be strong as a lighthouse for the millions who will be needing more of this guidance in the next decade. So that makes sense. Like, that makes sense now why I'm seeing all this come together, because it's important to be building up your confidence and your sense of purpose and your sense of strength in what is yours, meaning what is your work in the world, what you want to share with people. And, you know, I don't mean that only in a professional capacity. One of the most influential ways to help other people is simply through conversation. And that's just simply talking to your friends or your coworkers or your family members, or being there to offer them a different way to see something. It isn't about being a professional who does something big in the world. I mean, the ways that we make change is the smallest everyday stuff. And, you know, you can have a conversation with somebody and share with them something about mindfulness, or share with them something about what you've learned or how to take care of their body. And it plants a seed in them to consider something they didn't consider. And then it leads them down this, you know, rabbit hole of new ways to understand things. So understand that the change happens at both the micro and the macro levels. And it's very anecdotal at times, where you just say, oh, I just started this new program on wellness and I learned this about the body, or I just read this book on how powerful belief systems are in the mind, and da da da. I mean, there's so many ways you can just give people insights, and I feel like this is really important right now, but also going forward, because there's going to be greater curiosity around how to understand the human experience, if you will, the human experience and the spiritual experience and how they mesh. And I really don't mean it in terms of campaigning, and I do not mean it in terms of being an evangelical or being righteous, because I think that we've seen how that's played out through the years, right? I mean, we've seen how things have played out when someone says, I have all the answers, and you're wrong, and I'm right. Well, yeah, guess how that story ends. I mean, that's how wars have gone on for centuries around the world. It's like back in the 15th century in Europe, between the Protestants and the Catholics, and Hundred Years' War, and all these things that unfolded because it was one person who had the answer. Who was that? The Pope. And then from there, the kings, and then the queens. There's all this hierarchy around who had the knowledge and who knew what was going on. And, well, we're seeing things change these days, especially with the Catholic Church and what has been kept under the surface. And it's understanding how we all have connections to spirit, to to God, the Creator, Source, that it is not a hierarchy, and that the hierarchy is what's being dismantled when that power has been abused or misused. And so people are looking for new ways to understand all this, because think of how, you know, religion isn't bad. You know, I really don't think that. I believe that everything offers pathways for people to follow, and that part of our journey is understanding that there's many rivers that lead to the ocean, and that we can be accepting and open of many different pathways. But, you know, we do that within ourselves first. And how can we simply honor where somebody needs to feel a connection to God without telling them? Well, that's part of what this work is right now in the human journey. The human journey is saying there's so many ways to be connected to Spirit, because I am Spirit. I am God. And I know that there are religions and belief systems that do not believe that, and that's to be honored too, right? Everyone gets to choose. But how can we do that in a way that is ultimately accepting and allowing instead of punishing and judging? And I believe that that's part of what we're practicing and opening up to. And that's why I keep hearing, like, the thousands will lead the millions, which is such a shift from the one, you know, like the one pope or the one religious leader who leads the millions. The thousands will lead the millions, and then the millions will lead themselves. So we're really moving into more a broadening of what it means to be accepting, loving, and allowing of each other. And at the same time that that is happening, there is going to be continual dismantling and destruction of those structures and systems that do not support the ultimate vibration of unconditional love. So, yeah, we've got our work cut out for us. It's not boring, but it's how we practice that daily. And even, you know, you can be triggered on online, social media. You can be triggered on television or media. I mean, you can be triggered a lot of ways these days. And so what we're doing here is really getting strong in that vibration of unconditional love, truth, and what strengthens you during your time here on the planet, and what strengthens you as we continue to see the Earth and humanity evolve, grow, and ultimately raise up to a higher vibration, which has already been happening. I mean, it's already working. I mean, the light workers who have been doing this for decades have made incredible inroads, and it's really been encouraging. So know that even when it looks like it's the opposite, there are big shifts happening, and we're all a part of that. So that feels about good for today. I wonder, too, you might just see a lighthouse popping up around your world these days as a reminder of the strengthening of the new parts of your energy, the safety in going it alone at times. If you're feeling alone, if you're feeling like you're the only one at times, to find the peace in that solitude, and to also remain confident that you're doing it with thousands and millions of other people, and that we're all needed, you know, all hands on deck. Everyone's needed to participate, to contribute, to offer their energy in a way that is supportive of humanity. So I, for one, am so grateful for you. I am grateful for all of you that I get to meet and connect with in one-on-one sessions. Thank you so much. And I'm grateful that you make time for this podcast. I'll be back on Wednesday, September 5th, for another live show. We'll talk more about the astrology of right now as we build up to a really powerful, beautiful new moon in Virgo on September 9th. So thank you so much. I wish you a beautiful week ahead, and I will see you on Wednesday. Thanks, friends. Bye-bye.